From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. While the Senate has voted to end debate on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, as we've heard, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy remains critical of the limited FBI investigation into Kavanaugh's alleged sexual assault of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford when the two were in high school in the 1980s. President Trump has said the FBI was free to investigate whatever it wanted, but Leahy told Vermont Edition Thursday he doesn't believe that's true.
It's very obvious the White House limited who they could talk with. The president says he's in charge of the White House. So there you are. You know, we've had a lot of comments the president makes, and it turns out that just the opposite is true.
Leahy voted against the Kavanaugh nomination, but with today's cloture vote advancing the nomination, a final vote by the full Senate to confirm Kavanaugh to the court could happen as early as tomorrow. Governor Phil Scott says he asked lawmakers to leave gun magazine limits out of a series of gun regulations that were signed into law back in April. The Republican governor tells the Burlington Free Press he knew magazine limits were going to be a hot-button issue, but he wasn't persuasive enough to convince lawmakers to leave it out. The new law limits magazine sales to 10 rounds for rifles, 15 rounds for handguns. People who owned larger capacity magazines before October 1st could keep them. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash confirms the governor spoke to him about the magazine limits, but he says the timing made it difficult for the legislature to change the bill. Scott says he will not push to repeal magazine limits if he wins re-election in November. Vermont's minimum wage will go up by 28 cents an hour next year. The Department of Labor announced the change on Thursday. The minimum hourly wage for workers will be $10.78 starting on January 1st. For tipped workers, the minimum wage will be $5.39. The increase is tied to a rise in the consumer price index as required under a state law which took effect in 2015. New Hampshire's Democratic U.S. senators are introducing separate but related legislation aimed at lowering health care costs. Senator Jean Shaheen's bill would cap the amount that hospitals could charge uninsured patients or patients with individual market coverage who receive treatment outside their provider network. Senator Maggie Hassan's bill targets so-called surprise billing. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast includes a frost advisory for tonight for the Champlain Valley, east through northern and east central Vermont, the eastern townships of southern Quebec, and all but far southern New Hampshire. For the rest of today, mostly sunny skies with just a few high clouds, seasonably cool, highs in the 50s north, upper 50s to low 60s south. Some high clouds tonight, lows in the 30s to near 40. Sunshine to start tomorrow, then increasing clouds and highs 60 to 65. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.